is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got important business to take care of today. You know, we support family farming on this show and have done so, and so do you, my audience out there. I know that. And whenever a small family farm is attacked, especially by the FDA or the AHJ, the authority having jurisdiction within that area, unfairly, we like to bring it to the forefront, because the only way to change things is to shine light on it, to let people know that these things are occurring so that you can get upset and you can take a position and talk to your representatives and take a stance and let them know that you don't like when the government blocks our access to healthy, nutritious, natural foods. Well, today we have to talk about just such a case. My guest is Denise Dixon, and she was the proprietor of, and her husband Joe, Morning Land Dairy in Missouri, correct, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. And your story starts, we've got to tell this whole story because we have to let people understand, first of all, the oppressive nature of these government agencies, number one. Number two, in a time where our financial, financially distressed country is looking for ways to, stop spending money frivolously and stupidly, the amount of money that the government puts into these draconian methods, it really is shocking to me. So let's start at the beginning. Tell my audience, you no longer have this business because you've been forced out of business by the FDA and the state of Missouri. What did you own?
Correct.
What did you own before this disaster?
We owned Morning Land Dairy. We had a dairy, and the fresh milk went straight into making a raw milk cheese that we shipped all over the country. We were small, but still, we had quite a following.
Now let's talk about that. Yeah. I want to paint the picture here. You were small. Most family farms, first of all, farmers, especially dairy farmers, because you can't Christmas Eve, you can't say I'm taking off. You got to milk the cows twice. You know, farmers are the hardest working human beings in the world. In a time when debatably a large portion of our population is on some sort of social program, whether rightfully so or not, farmers are the opposite end of the spectrum. They work, if you figure out how hard a farmer works and how much they make, you'll find out that they make a fraction of the minimum wage that the administration is talking about raising so that middle class families can have a great life. Farmers earn every flipping penny they make. Now, you are a small business. Can I ask you what kind of gross revenues you generated each year from your cheese sales?
Probably $500,000 to $600,000.
Okay. All right, excellent. Okay. Now, just keep that in mind. Now, raw dairy is used to make cheeses all the time because cheeses are aged, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is nothing new, that using raw milk to make cheese. It's not like as though you're selling raw dairy, raw milk, you know, which is obviously an issue for a lot of government agencies. They say that raw milk is dangerous. Raw cheese, you can buy raw dairy cheese in any grocery store. Right?
No, you can't. No, all the cheeses that you buy in the standard grocery store are not raw milk cheeses. They're heated up to above the 161 mark, I think is the mark. Raw milk cheese is a specific special cheese that is not, you know, it's kept below that, far below that, hopefully.
Okay.
We only heated ours to about 100, but no, it's not commonly found.
Okay, well, there are some boutique stores. There's a dairy here in Kentucky called Kenny's, and he sells raw milk cheeses, and he has now found a place in some of the fresh market stores here and so on and so forth. And that's why, I mean, the illustration is here, you weren't selling some sort of contraband. You're selling something that was designed to be sold this way. So when did the state of Missouri start coming to you and saying, hey, you know, what's going on here?
On August 26, 2010, we were told that there was a problem with a couple pieces of cheese supposedly taken in the raid that was done on Rawson in Venice, California.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
When they went in at gunpoint, took 17 coolers out of there, I believe.
We did a show on Rawson. Absolutely.
Okay,
so what did they say?
5 days later.
What did they say was wrong with the couple pieces of cheese?
They said there was a detection of Listeria monocytogenes and Staph aureus.
Okay. Did they?
Staph aureus isn't even regulated in Missouri, so it wasn't really an issue for it.
Okay.
It was a Listeria.
Okay. Did they provide you with the lab test? Did they provide you with the documents from the lab test that they found these in the cheese?
Yes, they provided us with documentation after we asked for, but it was very questionable as to how it was handled during the 55 days. After it was stolen from Rossum.
And that was my point, too. You know, obviously, you can make something that is clean, but the way it's handled can change that, obviously.
Exactly. I think according to California regulation, it's like 24 to 48 hours on a refrigerated product that they're supposed to have it tested. Well, this was 55 days. I don't know how many times they must have tried to test it, and certainly they could have.
Okay, so this is two pieces of cheese that could have been or may not have been tainted, could have been tainted in the process, could have been tainted by Rawson. Maybe they didn't refrigerate it right away. We don't know. Once it leaves your hands, there's no, I mean,
that's right.
even pasteurized milk can be mishandled and make people sick. We've seen that numerous times, and in the state of California alone, people died from pasteurized milk that was mishandled and went bad. So what did they do then?
They came in and put an embargo notice on our cooler, and we were never allowed to touch the cheese again.
So this was in 2010?
Yes.
So they embargoed that batch of cheese, or did they say now
no. No, they came in and they looked for that cheese. They looked for those two batches that those two pieces represented. Those were gone out of our cooler and had been. They were cut, shipped, consumed.
No one got sick.
Whatsoever.
Okay,
that's
no one
right.
got sick. Okay.
So what they embargoed was all our other cheese without ever testing it, ever.
They just said, we're taking this from you.
They said that it had to be destroyed, and if we wouldn't, that they would take us to court, which they did.
Okay. Did they say you could no longer make cheese, or did they just take that inventory?
They said in order for us to make cheese again, we had to do over $100,000 worth of changes to our small plant, which, of course, they knew we couldn't afford since they took all of our product.
How much was that product? How much was that product worth, Denise?
Approximately $250,000.
Oh, my gosh. Because obviously cheese is
right.
aged, so you've got it sitting there for a long time, right?
Yes, we had more cheese in that cooler than we'd ever had before when they came in. It was my husband's retirement invested in it, so it was a major blow.
No options to work with them. No, hey, you know what? We need you to make some changes. We'll give you plenty of time. We'll give you your cheese back. Did they test the cheese that they confiscated?
No, never. The only thing that was done as far as a test was when we first learned of it. My husband and I were in Washington State at a American Cheese Society conference. I'd won a scholarship to, so we asked our plant manager to check with our inspector and have it tested, which they said would be done. But when we heard about it later, we found out that our inspector, although I'm sure he knew exactly what to do, made sure that it wasn't done correctly. And he also told us suggested which lab to take it to, lied to us and said that he'd never heard of the lab before. And we found out later on they'd been doing business with that lab at least since 1999.
What do you mean so, he made sure to tell you that it not get done,
well,
what to do, not to get done correctly? What do you mean?
Well, we were trying to decide who do we send our cheese to for this test. So he pulls out a business card out of his wallet. And he said, well, he said, I happened to be at a seminar the other day. I don't know anything about this testing facility, but I was at a seminar the other day and picked up their card. He said, if you'd like to make a copy of it, I'd like to keep it in case we'd like to call them sometime. So that's precisely what we did, and we made arrangements to test with this lab, except we found out later on that that was a total lie, and I have evidence that they actually used that lab since 1999, worked with them on testing facilities. Now, why?
That's okay.
A big question to us.
Why would they lie about it? Okay, but let's move forward from that. So what did this lab do that could have implicated you or hurt you more?
Well, again, the sampling. There's a certain procedure for sampling, which our inspector knew to do. He did not tell our plant manager, and so our sampling was done incorrectly. And of course, they said that they found weakly positive. Is the term that they used for what Listeria and staff in our cheese, but this finding could reflect the cheese, it could reflect the packaging, it could reflect the person who was doing it, it could reflect the tools and so forth, because it wasn't done by a certain procedure that would reflect only the quality of the cheese. You're supposed to use a certain tool called a trier. You're supposed to go in, you know, get what's called a plug and inside the cheese.
Right.
None of that was done. This was cut. Our cheese was cut the same as it would be in a delicatessen, say, for instance, that you went in and you ordered a half a pound.
Which means that means that anything that's in the environment can be
right.
brought right
exactly.
into the cheese as well.
Yes. And if it was on one piece, it would be on all of them because it's all cut on the same equipment.
Right.
See. So it was totally unscientific, and our inspector knew this. And I asked him over and over again, could we just test the cheese? You know, certainly we shouldn't destroy any cheese unless we know it's the cheese itself that's
right.
the problem. No. But we were never allowed to. In fact, when they finally said we could test the cheese, we thought we were actually getting somewhere with them. And then we find out from that same inspector, he said, well, you can test it, but it's only for educational purposes. It will have no effect on whether we destroy the cheese or not. Our plant manager looked at this inspector. His name is Don Falls. Looked at this inspector and said, do you mean to tell us, Don, that if we tested this 40-pound block of cheese 100 times and it tested clean 100 times that we still couldn't sell it? And our inspector looked at us and said, it would still be suspect.
It would still be suspect. That makes no sense at all. That makes no sense at all.
It shows that their testing means nothing, because if it can't exonerate the cheese,
then how can it implicate the cheese? Right, exactly.
Right.
All right, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. We're talking right now with Denise Dixon. We're talking about the plight of Morningland Dairy. You can go to morninglanddairy.com. There is a donate to the Uncheese Party button there, where you can also then click another one and get to a PayPal donate button. I will be donating during the break. I'm asking that all of my listeners donate whatever you can, $1, $2. They need help. They've been put out of business. Her husband's entire retirement has been invested in this. And the government has forced them out of business for no reason whatsoever, as you will see as this story unfolds. This is one of the greatest examples of government unfairness and really, in my humble opinion, yet another example of these organizations like the FDA just taking small family farms and trying to force them out of business. There's no, I can't understand the logic. Maybe you can. We'll hear more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5-pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers. Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello?
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just donated $20 to the Morningland Dairy Fund. If you go to, is that the right website? Is it morninglanddairy.com or is it there's something? Okay. Because I noticed that there was some sort of preamble there, and I might have gotten lost in the shuffle. But anyway, it's morninglanddairy.com. And you can donate any amount of money. Any amount of money will help. Because once again, we have a family farm that has been put out of business, given no recourse whatsoever, no ability to work around, just shut down. And you know what's funny? You don't see the big agri companies being treated this way when they make 40,000 people in the United States sick. I mean, just look at American Peanut. Look at any of these recent outbreaks of foodborne illness from some of the largest distributors. They continue to operate. And they're given opportunities to work around. And see, the small family farm can be treated this way because they don't have a voice. They don't have the money to fight it. They just have to go, oh my God, we're out of business. What do we do now? How does a government agency do something like this? Okay, so when we left off, the fella from the Missouri milk board said, no, we don't care if you test it 100 times and it comes up clean, you can't sell the cheese. Did you challenge that? Did you ask why is that?
Well, why was something that was avoided. It was like they made us also, the FDA came in right at the start. Before even the bad test was done, and said that we had to recall all the cheese we made in 2010.
Oh, how could you do that? How could you? People ate it already.
Most of it, yes. And most people are good customers. Said you can't have my cheese.
Yeah, right.
I want my cheese.
Right. Right. Okay, so now you know what? I hate to look at conspiracy theories and all that sort of stuff. Was this simply an event based on overreaching by these agencies? You think that they were well-intentioned but misguided? Or was there something else going on here? Why do you feel that they did this to you?
That's been a question in our minds. We can only guess. We haven't had enough information to say. We wonder if it's serving big business, which we believe that's what FDA does.
Yes.
They came in and did 100 swabs. I believe they turned in 99 of them. But anyway, they did swabs of our milk barn and our cheese plant, looking for this Listeria contamination that they said that we had. And it came up. I mean, they went down in drains, in cracks, anywhere they could, go. And it came out 100% clean. So, do you think they did anything with that? That's what we were amazed at, was there was no reaction to it. It was if it was nothing.
So if they found no evidence of these these bacteria that they claimed what they found on two pieces of cheese out in California, but they didn't do anything about. They didn't even say, well, this cheese is clean, you can sell it. They didn't say anything.
They didn't really say anything. We just found out by asking what the test results were. And then we had to ask, it was probably another 2 or 3 weeks before we got the results physically in our hands. And then when we brought it up in court, they said that that was FDA, that wasn't state, and we weren't even allowed to admit that evidence into court.
This is so stupid. It's just unbelievable. Again, if the FDA and the Missouri Milk Board are not corrupt, they're inept. And neither one of these are acceptable when a person's life and livelihood is being snuffed out, and that's basically what they did. Okay, so this all happened in 2010, right?
Yes.
Why is it back in the news now? What have they done more recently that brings it back up again?
We were appealing it. We went to the appeals court, and they went ahead and they didn't come to the same exact conclusion, but they did uphold the judge's decision. And then we asked to take it through the Supreme Court of Missouri, and we were denied that. But when we were finally denied that, in December of 2012, then in January, on January 25th, five members of the Missouri Milk Board came and took all of our cheese that had been in the cooler. It's 36,000 pounds of cheese. Loaded it up on a couple of dumpsters and took it to, the nearby dump. And something to really note on that is that originally when we were told that the cheese had to be destroyed,
right,
we asked, could we at least recoup a little bit of our loss by selling it as dog food?
Right. Or even pig food. They feed pigs garbage.
They said not even ultra-pasteurization. They said actually the cheese would endanger the processing plant, that it couldn't even be used for dog food. And so on January 25th of this year, the five members of the milk board come to take our cheese, dressed in regular street clothes, no special gear whatsoever.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought it's so toxic, it's so dangerous.
That's right.
That you can't even bring it to a processing plant.
So it was so dangerous 2.5 years ago. After 2.5 years sitting there being more dangerous every second, you know, they come in, like I said, they might have had cloth gloves maybe or bare hands. I know our inspector had bare hands. And loaded that cheese up. They let people pick it up if it happened to drop. We had like 40 or 50 protesters here standing with us against this tyranny. And some would actually pick the cheese up to examine, you know, to look at it. And they never said a word. And they even stood and watched a child playing on it before
really?
The second dumpster was taken. Yeah, not a word. And they went, they got in their cars and drove off without changing their clothes, without doing anything to make sure that that so-called contamination didn't go with them. And then no doubt they went to, you know, Monday morning to these, out to these plants to check them out, you know.
Yeah.
And who knows where it all went. But that just showed the lack of integrity. They knew there was nothing wrong with that cheese.
This is really so sad. Okay, do you think they're upset because you challenged them, or do you think, I mean, or did you try to work with and plead with them? I mean, what was your position with the Missouri? Because I see that the two people named Don Falls and Gene Weissman are with the Missouri Milk Board. Did you go to them and say, please, you're going to destroy our lives and our families. Isn't there something we can do?
We definitely did that. We did it by letter. We did it when they were personally here at the plant. We tried to say, you know, this, you know, we want to destroy. We sent a particular letter to them in October of 2010, offering to destroy any and all of our already cut cheese.
Right.
And to test each batch of the rest of our cheese, which is like 70-some batches, and any cheese that wasn't sellable for, you know, bacteria, you know, had a bacteria problem of any sort, would not be sold. And but we wanted to be able to sell any cheese that was fine.
Right.
And their answer to that was a lawsuit. And at the end of the lawsuit, I do believe that that's why we were slapped with over $100,000 worth of changes to our plant. They also demanded that we had to have each one of our batches tested. That's not standard procedure for any cheese plant.
Really?
So it was very expensive. Everything was so expensive, and we'd already had such a humongous loss, we couldn't.
Yeah, you've been out of business for 2 years, right? You haven't been able to sell anything for 2 years. The cheese is sitting there. It's embargoed. You're out of business for 2 years sitting on your hands.
Yeah. So, you know, it was made sure that we had nothing to go on. I think they thought maybe we would just fade away. But we have tried to keep this as much as we could with friends helping in, you know, in the eye of you know, other folks so that they, you know, they could make a hue and cry to
right.
Whatever our representatives and so forth to say this is wrong. They describe themselves as having broad powers to do what, you know, if they suspect something, they can do whatever they deem necessary without investigating.
Yeah. You know, Henry Kissinger once said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it sounds to me that both Don Falls and Gene Weissman fall prey to this truism. This is what happens when agencies have the ability to overreach. No one is guiding them. No one is calling them on what they're doing. And judges, you know, judges are afraid to buck these guys. They're like, look, we don't know. Because I tell you what the problem is. If a judge says, you know, I don't like this, let Morningland Dairy sell this cheese, and then somebody gets sick from the cheese, that judge will never get voted back into office if he's in a voted position. You know, he'll never be reelected. And so these judges, they don't want to motion, they don't want to do anything to upset the apple cart. So they just go rubber stamp things. Well, that's it. We're going to have to leave it that way. And lives are destroyed. And this comes back around to something I've said, that the FDA and other authorities, probably like the Missouri Milk Board, operate under, and it's under the greater good concept. Well, some people have to suffer if we're to protect the greater good. And the problem is that these organizations choose what is considered the greater good. And if you ever fall outside the circle of the greater good, and you're one of the people or entities being sacrificed in the name of the greater good, you'll find out that it's a terrible way to operate. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion with Denise Dixon. In the meantime, go to morninglanddairy.com and donate a couple bucks and help them out. They are out of business, been out of business for 2 years. Let's show these organizations. Let's show Don Falls and Gene Weissman. If they're not corrupt, they're idiots, one of the other, and neither one of those are acceptable for a government agency. Let's show them that they can't hurt hardworking farmers. Help these people out, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Listen up, everyone. We have been just informed that there's an unknown virus that's attacking all clubs. Some of us have been said to be.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I get so disgusted when I hear these stories because it's just an example of oppression. This is nothing more than oppression. And I don't want to sound like a zealot, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist. This has nothing to do with conspiracy. This is an example of inept people being in power and making decisions unfairly. This is nothing short of that. And the sad part is families are destroyed. Lives are destroyed. And it's just not fair. You know, people like Don Falls and Gene Weissman should have these types of situations happen in their lives. You know what's really funny? I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal recently about judges who are finding themselves in divorce court because their wives are divorcing them. Judges who presided over divorces all of a sudden think divorces are unfair because they don't like what they dole out when it's doled out to them. So these kind of organizations, like the Missouri Milk Board, they can operate in these vacuums of unfairness because they're protected by sovereign immunity. You can't sue a government agency the way they should be able to sue Gene Weissman and Don Fall civilly in court for destroying a business and destroying lives. But they can't because they operate as under the government entity and they're protected. This is unfair. Sovereign immunity needs to be abolished. Okay, so where do you stand now? Are there any other steps you can take? Are you running out of gas, or are you just looking to, lick your wounds and find out what else you can do with your life?
No, we're doing some of that. And we have had people advise us to fight on a different, federal court and so forth. We don't have enough information yet to make an intelligent decision on that. We found that there was enough of an upheaval, many, many, like hundreds and hundreds of calls to these government agencies of our state, and so the Missouri Milk Board put out what they call a timeline, which is supposed to be from beginning to end on the Morningland case. However, they left out tons of information, and it looked like for all the world that they had saved the world from Morningland Dairy.
Right, right.
So we have been working on an answer to that, which we're sending out to all. We found out a friend of ours was talking to a senator who had received the timeline. We didn't receive it, but we got a copy of it through her. And so we're answering it and sending it out to all our representatives and our senators. And the Missouri Milk Board and the Attorney General's office that represented them, or Missouri Milk Board and so forth, because we're not afraid of the truth of the matter.
I was just going to say, you're not, the truth shall set you free. If people see the realities of this and how you complied and how they ignored the results of testing and destroyed the inventory anyway, anybody with a half a brain will realize that this was just... this was unfair and probably borders on illegal seizure of your product.
Some say that we must have been already in trouble with them to start with, and we have absolute proof of that being just the opposite. We had had good relationship with our inspector and the milk board. We had never had a red flag. We'd never had any warning whatsoever. He only came once a year as he was required and, made observations, criticized here and there, just as he was supposed to, which we appreciated. A third party, looking on and seeing things that we might otherwise not notice and continually improving. We had sent off a drawing of where we were going to try to replace our old cooler with a new cooling system. And expand a little bit in our office and storage areas, and he had approved that just a month or so earlier. We, like I said, had all of our milk tests and so forth were well within regulation. We had never received a warning or any problem whatsoever. So we did not have, an insecure relationship with them, we thought, until this happened.
I have a theory, but I'm not going to voice it yet, but, okay, is Pete Kennedy over Farm and the Legal Defense Fund, is he involved in this at all?
Involved in Morningland?
And helping you, yeah. Is he doing anything to help you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, oh yes, we've worked with him. Yeah, they were ones that actually the representatives throughout the court.
I wish I would have known that. I would have had him on the show with us because I'm sure he could have given us more of the legal perspective of this, whatever he could have spoken about at this time.
Yeah, actually the main one was Gary Cox, who is an attorney with the Farm Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Okay.
But Pete was involved also.
I got to tell you, I think this is what happened. The Rossum raid, in my humble opinion, was an example of a couple agents wanting to try to make a name for themselves, but really messing things up big time. The amount of money that they spent and what they achieved with Rossum and the negative publicity that they received really backfired on them. I think that the Missouri Milk Board saw an opportunity, because let's face it, these government individuals, the people that work for these government agencies, they're always looking for ways to prop themselves up. The way they get promoted is to make a name for themselves. And the way you make a name for yourself in this type of a situation is, you know, you protect the public. Oh, we're going to protect the public against this bad cheese. And I think it was simply the association with Rossum that made them think, you know, oh, you know, we have to go after this person here. That's my opinion. I know that, and that a lot of people say, well, gee, that's stupid. But these government agencies are stupid. Look. You know what it's like going to motor vehicle. I mean, I'm sorry to people who work out of motor vehicle, but you know what? Government agencies, these people who work in government agencies, their jobs are protected. They don't have to provide the same level of service that you do in the private sector. You can get by with less. You know, it's like they're looking for reasons to try to prop themselves up, to position themselves, maybe they have aspirations to go on to bigger positions. Wouldn't it be great if we could say, well, we protected the public by shutting down Morningland Dairy and protecting hundreds of thousands of people from being sick? That's what motivates these people, in my opinion. I don't think it was a conspiracy for big business. I really don't. I think that this was a misguided idealism and pop. Possibly self-aggrandizement, and that's what it really was, amongst these two individuals at the Missouri Milk Board, and fueled by the FDA. Oh, wow, well, the FDA is involved too, so, you know, we're getting noticed by the FDA. That's what I really think it is. And that's why they couldn't back off. They had to dig their heels in, because what are they going to say? Oops, we were wrong? They can't do that. It's really sad. The sad part is that a farm and a family farm and the livelihood and future of a family is now in jeopardy. I mean, it's just really sad. Surely this government agency could have found a workaround. They could have found. Let me ask you a question. What was wrong with your freezer? Was it not maintaining the proper temperature?
The cooler? No, yeah. It was just fine.
So why did they want? I mean, the cooler is supposed to cool. It's supposed to keep a consistent temperature. If it's not broken, why did they want you to fix it?
They didn't. I don't recall saying that they wanted us to fix it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sure where you're getting... I thought you said that they wanted you to upgrade your cooler or something like that.
Oh, no. No, we use what our cooler that we had actually had for many, many years. We just wanted to enlarge it.
Oh, okay.
No, they weren't asking us to do any of that. That's another thing is it wasn't like this improvement that we were doing was requested by the. Requested by them.
Okay.
It was just that we were wanting to expand a little bit, make more room for our cheese, because I was telling you we had quite a bit of cheese in there, and just for turnaround room and so forth, it would have been nice to have a larger cooler.
Okay.
So that was part of our plan.
So the $100,000 they wanted you to invest in upgrades, what would that have affected in the production and or preservation of the cheese products?
It was all supposed to be related to sanitation. The judge's judgment, which is another thing which is a sore point with us, his 2 points that he made when he judged against us were one that the plant was unsanitary, and there wasn't a shred of evidence to that effect anywhere. In fact, just the opposite, especially with the FDA test that they wouldn't let be introduced. And the second thing was that we had sold sick cows because I had told in deposition that for financial reasons, because we had been forced also initially to dump milk for 5 weeks
right.
from our 65 cows we were milking. We were financially stressed, to say the least, and so we sold 16 cows. We sold them, 12 of the 16 cows weren't even being milked. They were dried off and getting ready to calve.
Right.
So it was ridiculous that the attorney general's representative in court, when I was on the stand, said, so you sold 16 cows because they were sick. I looked at her in shock, and I said in deposition it was for financial, you know, reasons. But of course, you know, she just had to say that. I guess.
Yeah, you can't unring a bell. They say those things strategically. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, then the judge took it and ran with it, and said that was his second reason that we'd sold cows because they were sick. And there again, not one shred of evidence to that. So I don't know. I don't know how they can do that. I don't understand why they're allowed to do that. How can you judge on no facts?
You know what? For anyone who's never been involved in the judicial process, they will sit back and say, oh, there had to be more to this. But anybody out there who's been involved in the judicial process knows that the judicial process has nothing to do with justice or fairness. And nothing. Anybody who's ever been involved in the judicial process right now is nodding their head up and down, going, yeah, that's the God's honest truth. It's only those of you who have never had to stand in front of a judge and defend yourself against something that thinks that what happens in a courtroom is somehow fair. It has nothing to do with fairness, has nothing to do with justice. Think of the people that you come in contact with every single day that are inept. Okay? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Just think of them for a second. Now put a robe on them and a gavel in their hand, and they're standing above you making decisions about your life. Judges are human beings, and many of them are bad judges, but they derail lives by making things like this ironclad. It's very, very sad. I'm asking you again, go to morninglanddairy.com, look for the donate button, donate whatever you can, help this family. It'll come back to you. This is like paying it forward. Do this and something will happen good for you. Or you may need this audience help someday. And I'll put you up here. But help them out today, please. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. nutrition.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Denise Dixon, her husband Joe, and she were the owners of Morningland Dairy until the Missouri Milk Board and the FDA forced them out of business unfairly. If you're just tuning in, we're asking listeners to go to morninglanddairy.com, look for the donate link on the right-hand side, then go all the way down to the bottom of the page, and you'll find another link that will allow you to donate via PayPal. Which I've already donated $20, and I'm hoping everybody donates something because this family is in distress. And this is the core of what we talk about on the show. When we talk about paleo diets and ancestral diets, and we talk about access to the kind of food that gives us health instead of making us sick, you can't ignore the small family farmer because that's where we get this stuff from. And every time one is snuffed out by an organization, by a group like the Missouri Milk Board and people like Don Falls and Gene Weissman, they are winning. They are promoting illness. Think about this for a second. If they can get rid of all the small family farms except the ones that are selling their products to the big agri companies, that are then turned into the types of products that cause illness, we're lost. We're lost. So it's symbolic as well as an individual right of ours to protect these types of people who give us access to these products. And you know, I know what you're saying. Okay, Carl, you know, you're asking us to go donate money, and you gotta help out here. You have to. And I hope my audience comes to the rescue here and comes out strong and helps out. So, okay, so you're thinking about taking this to the federal level, correct?
Yeah, that's a consideration.
Okay, but what if you decide not to? What do you do? Are you going to go into a different line of work? Are you going to get out of the farming business? I've heard people move out of states to go back into their business of choice. I know the guy with the feral hogs at the end of the show said, if there's anybody listening who knows of a state that's friendlier to hog farmers, let us know. And we found somebody. I put him in touch with John Wood at U.S. Wellness Meats, and they worked it out. And I think he's thinking about buying a farm in another state so he can go back into his own line of work.
Yeah. Those regulations through FDA would follow us anywhere. I really don't. We really don't know yet.
Yeah,
we just don't know yet.
My
husband's working out of state. He's traveling out of state with his old job as an electrician, which takes him at least 8 hours away most of the week. So you know, we're making it. It's we had just hoped to work together as a family. It was a family business, and most of our family's here in Missouri. So,
how has this affected Joe's health and your health?
Health?
Yeah. How has it affected your health?
I guess we've probably aged a bit, would be my guess. There's been strain.
Yeah.
You know, we're still smiling because we know, you know, we trust our Heavenly Father has a plan in all this.
Right.
And that's what we're, you know, still seeking to do, to serve Him in whatever capacity He would have us. But it's been a emotional strain, you know, on both of us, on the whole family, actually.
You have children, obviously.
We have 12 children, actually.
12 children? Holy
yes,
mackerel.
Isn't mine.
Wow. Cheaper by the dozen kind of a thing, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear about this.
Yeah, thank you. But it's, our family has come together stronger through this, which I'm very thankful for. You know, we're not saying that we're falling apart at the seams, but it has been quite a strain. It's amazing. You don't realize, I guess, that or how much it gets to you to know that you have some type of federal or state enemy. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't do anything. There was no one harmed. We didn't do anything except try to make a product that was, you know, very beneficial. We received cards and letters and phone calls from people that were so happy to be able to get a good product that they could afford to feed their families. We tried to make it affordable. We understand what it's like to feed a family. And we had one lady called that was had suffered with Crohn's disease, you know, a horrible debilitating
sure.
disease like that. And she said, you know, it's the first time in years I've been able to eat cheese, and I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing we would hear all the time.
Right.
I mean, not that literally, but very similar. And suddenly it was Twilight Zone, you know, and they were saying our cheese was so dangerous not even dogs could eat it, which is laughable, but at the same time horrible because they were standing on it as if it were truth.
Right.
Without any evidence. That's what we kept saying was, could we just test the cheese? Could we just do a real, you know, sampling of the cheese so that it's just the cheese that we're testing? And,
right.
And to know, you know, I said, we'll get rid of whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
That doesn't, if that's the case, but it's never been proven. They never wanted to.
No. They made their decision. And that's why I say there's other reasons for this. I think they're very self-serving in the Missouri, Milk Board. You know, they're a small town agency and they're doing big things. The FDA is looking at them and, you know, who knows? Maybe they're hoping to go get jobs at the FDA someday. Weissman and, the other guy, I can't think of his name, but I gotta tell you, you're a much more spiritually evolved person than I. I find dealing with, unfairness is very difficult. Being falsely accused, is a very difficult thing for me to swallow. I don't know how people do it, how they just turn the other cheek and move on from it, because it's the worst type of unfairness to be accused of something that you're not guilty of and be prosecuted and persecuted for it as well.
We were guilty until proven innocent. That's how we were treated.
Right.
We had to prove our innocence, which is impossible. And we were asked for a jury trial.
Well,
thought, you know, let's have a jury of our peers.
Well, no, but it's not impossible. You submitted and said, look, let's test the cheese. And they said it doesn't matter. So you were in, you know, kangaroo court is where you were.
Yes, that's what it felt like.
And I have a hard time dealing with that. I'm telling you from personal experience. When I'm falsely accused of something, it really eats away at me. I'm just saying you're a much more spiritually evolved person than I am. And I think the unfairness of this is terrible. And quite frankly, because I'm not as spiritually evolved as you and well-rounded as you, I think that people like Don Falls and Gene Weissman deserve horrible things to happen in their lives because they are unfairly ruining other people's lives, using their power inappropriately. They could have tested the cheese and said, that block goes, that block stays, this one's okay, that one's not. They could have done that. Let's face it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they chose not to.
They actually did that. There's a small plant, cheese plant in northern Missouri, that this past January, just last month, was their cheese was connected to an illness. I believe it was just one illness. It wasn't proven because they destroyed that whole batch. The Missouri Milk Board came in and just took it. They didn't give a proper test to it. But they did do the kind of testing that we asked for on their other cheeses at this small plant, much smaller than ours. And they did test clean, and they allowed them to go back in business.
See?
In like 3 weeks.
That's now there's an example of a precedence that you have to use to fight this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't, government agencies can't treat one of the companies or organizations that they offer oversight to differently than another. And that tells me something right there. I don't know what it is, but something doesn't smell right in that situation.
I'm glad for their company. I totally am glad. We spoke with them, and I understand exactly where they were coming from. And this is the way we should have been treated. They
right.
should have looked at it and said, hey, nobody's sick. This is a funky test from California. Let's make them answer, you know, why did they not even follow their own regulation on testing, you know, before we even consider it. And we know that all that cheese was consumed and there hasn't been a single problem. You know, let's take this a step at a time. Plus, even if there was, for instance, if they went off the bad testing, why didn't they say, well, let's find out if it's in the equipment, let's see if it's in their packaging, let's see if it's, you know, all these different things, you know. Let's find out if it's in the cheese. Let's narrow it down, and we'll fix the problem and have you back in business.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
That's a positive way of doing it.
Right. I agree 100%.
And that's what we want.
And you would think that they'd be interested in that. They'd be interested in seeing where this problem occurs so that they can tell you this is what needs to be changed.
Exactly. And they would perpetuate another business for the state of Missouri, you know, to draw taxes off of. There were six people we had employed that became unemployed. You know, it's detrimental to the state of Missouri to put us out of business.
Yeah. It's a terrible situation. I wish you the best. I don't know that you're going to get the best. Because in my experience, these government agencies never want to admit wrongdoing.
Respect them so much more if they could do that.
The problem is that they can't. I've seen government agencies I've seen people exonerated of crimes from DNA and the DA at the time who prosecuted still disagreed. No, they should stay in jail. It's like they never want to admit that they made a mistake, and that in and of itself shows either complete corruption or ineptness. And neither one of those are acceptable qualities for people in positions of power. I'm sorry. You know what?
I had a good example of that at the hearing. We were forced to attend a hearing when we were accused of falsely of selling our cheese after it had been embargoed. We were found innocent of that. But anyway, the Attorney General's office lawyer looked at the judge and said something to the effect that we know they're doing something wrong, we just can't find it.
Oh, man. That's sad. Oh, my God. I just want to run my head into the wall right now. You have no idea. It's just so sad. Well,
it is amazing.
Hopefully, people will come forward and help. I understand that your husband is having to seek other employment and travel. He's away from the family, and this is taking a great toll on the family. And I think that you are taking it in great stride. But I still feel like it's just a terrible situation. Yeah, I hope that people like Weissman and what's the other guy's name? I can't think of it now.
Don Falls.
I hope they have their moments in life. You know what's really funny? Life is a funny thing. You know. You go through your life, you're so darn sure about everything you're doing. You know, you just know that you're right about this and right about that. And then something happens. I don't know, cancer, something like that. And all of a sudden you start asking God, gee, you know, why me, why me? And then these little thoughts start coming back. Well, maybe it was that time I did this, and maybe it's the way. And then everybody wants to make restitution. Oh, you know, I'm sorry for doing that. Now is the time to do it. Now, while there's still time to reverse the effects of your actions, not on your deathbed. That's not when you're supposed to say, you know, I'm really sorry for the way I handled that. That's the wrong time. It's too late already. I'm sorry if I sound, I know people probably think of Carl, you're really getting weird right now, but I have a hard time dealing with this kind of injustice for other people. I really do. Look, I hope that things work out. I hope that my audience steps up. Donate a dollar. I don't care what it is, but donate something. Go to morninglanddairy.com. On the right-hand side, there's a donation link. You have to go down to the bottom of that page to find the PayPal link. I donated $20 during the first break, and I hope that you'll help the Dixons out as well. Listen, good luck, Denise, and tell Joe that we're rooting for him, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right, stay tuned. I've got a couple announcements to make when we come back about a new poll that's up on the website. We'll be right back.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5-pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only 3 ingredients, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I know I get a lot of people probably even wanting to tune out when I start talking like that, but I got to tell you, I've had experiences with agencies and authorities, and I got to tell you, by and large, the majority of them are very, very unfair. And when they're unfair, lives are derailed. It's very, very different. So I feel sorry for the Dixons, and I hope that those of you who are listening to the show today will help them. Okay, couple things. First of all, Core Medical, we're changing the radio spot. They offer hormone replacement therapy for men and women. They offer testosterone therapy for men really simply. They've got a great program. The monthly cost for meds is super duper cheap, whether you use insurance or not. So do not misinterpret the spot. when it talks about hormone replacement therapy. In fact, we're going to change it a little bit. For those of you guys out there who, women tend to be able to find an HRT clinic in their area a little bit easier, but we guys have a hard time finding a doctor to prescribe testosterone for us. Cora can do it no matter where you live in the United States. So give them a try if you want to talk to them about testosterone replacement therapy. They also offer some peptides that are a lot of fun as well. Okay, there's a poll on superhumanradio.com I wish you would take, and it's about libido and longevity. If you could check it out and vote, I'd appreciate it. And lastly, Whey Natural USA has been giving away free samples of their whey protein powder, and they agreed to give away 100. We're very close to 100 now. Today is the last day that you will have an opportunity by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get a free sample, your choice, chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry, of the best grass-fed whey protein that is not heat-pasteurized in the world. There's only three ingredients in their whey protein. The whey, a form of natural flavor like vanilla bean, and stevia. That's it. So for those of you out there who don't like all the chemicals and want a milk product, a whey product from grass-fed cows inside the United States that is not pasteurized, you cannot find a better product than Whey Natural USA, and you can get a free sample to check out. Do not confuse this with other grass-fed whey products out there, especially if those are pasteurized. So today's the last day. If you're listening to the show live, go now. And if you're listening to the show and it is still February 13th on podcast, go to superhumanradio.com and get your sample of Whey Natural USA before we take the banners down. Okay, thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. And don't forget, help the Dixons out. Go to morninglanddairy.com. Click the donate button. Go down to the bottom of the page for another link that will take you to a donate button for PayPal. Give them a dollar. I don't care what you give them. Give them something. Help them out, okay? See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.